The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this morning I mentioned that it's possible to practice mindfulness as a technique from the control tower, where you're kind of the agent who's applying mindfulness on your life. Or it's possible to practice it from the inside out, where you let the awareness, let the mindfulness emerge. And mostly what we have to do is be present and get out of the way. We get out of the way for awareness to operate. And there's a very powerful, you know, the human being, the human mind, mentality, the heart, is very powerful. And it has tremendous capacities to operate if you leave it alone. And some of practice can be understood as learning to get out of your own way, just really kind of letting go of the distractions, letting go of the preoccupations, to allow some deeper thing to operate. And one of those deeper things is awareness itself, is mindfulness itself, where it kind of emerges rather than something that you do. In the same way, and I said earlier that, you know, that to be alive is to be mindful. That when someone says they don't want to be mindful, to me, I hear in my mind, I don't say this, but it's like similar to saying that, you know, if I don't want to be mindful, it's similar to saying I don't want to be alive, because how could the two are completely connected? So in a similar way, I'd like to say the same thing about love. That love, in terms of metta, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic, appreciative joy, the equanimity, the brahma-viharas, these are also part of this powerful capacity of our human inner life, the heart, the mind, that wants to operate, wants to be there, if you give it a chance. If you can get out of the way enough, I think that just as awareness will just be there, something like love will be there as well. And exactly the form it takes, maybe you can't predict. To say I'm going to be loving and do it from the control tower as a technique, as a thing you're supposed to do, maybe is okay. But I still remember the one time in college where I was going to be really loving, I mean, just or kind to this woman in the library. And so I talked to her, and I think she probably was disgusted. It was like afterwards, I felt like, wow, that was like pretty saccharine or pretty forced or something. So it's possible to kind of be in the control tower and overdo it, you know, and sometimes some of you maybe have been felt oppressed by people's, you know, kindness coming from that way. It's also possible to mostly get out of the way so that the capacity, the heart's resonance, the heart's ability to have empathy, and then to see what arises from that. And it might be very different situations. There might be a different flavor or different aspects of love that might come. And this idea of kind of getting out of the way and respecting and seeing what arises in the different circumstances, I think is quite powerful, as opposed to coming with preconceived ideas of how it should be, how it's supposed to be. And nothing wrong with having ideas necessarily. It doesn't have to be as bad as me in the library, but it can be quite inspiring sometimes to think, oh, this is what I want to do here, and kind of apply it. But the thing that most people don't appreciate enough of is how the practice can support us to get out of the way. How we kind of learn to drop the distractions, the preoccupations, drop the busyness of the mind, drop the kind of needing to be in control, needing to be in the control tower that makes things happen, that judges, that compares, that measures ourselves, that tries to prove ourselves, defend ourselves. All this stuff that we do that kind of covers over these wonderful, I think quite beautiful and profound capacities that are deep down inside of us. And so as we start this new year, I'd like to suggest that a wonderful capacity that we all have is the capacity to love, to be able to meet each other and walk through the world with other people and see them with our kindness, our sense of mutual support, mutual, like we're in this life together. It's a hard life. It's difficult to be in this life for many, many people. There's so many challenges that come along, and everyone's going to be challenged sooner or later if they haven't already. There are going to be major challenges that come along. People they know they're going to die, they're going to die, they're going to be sick. There's going to be all kinds of challenges that come along that, you know, if you kind of could meet people and individuals and some of the challenges and, that they're up against, I think, you know, if you didn't cover over your response with fear or distress or responsibility for it, I think it would melt your heart, and in that melting, your love would pour forth, your kindness, your compassion, your care. And the same thing for ourselves. You know, we know as we go through our life, there's all kinds of challenges. Chances are relatively high that all of us are going to run into some kind of challenge this coming year. And so can we get out of the way of the heart's response? Can we somehow discover where the heart's deepest response can unfold, can arise, can be responsive to whatever the challenge might be? And the chances are that what will come out of that will be love, compassion, kindness, support, something like that. That just as mindfulness or awareness is a natural capacity that will flow out of you if you get out of the way, so will love. And maybe there's no real sharp difference between being aware and being loving or having love. Maybe the two are kind of inseparable, two sides of the same hand. I kind of feel that way. I don't really see a sharp division between awareness and love and all its different forms, except for maybe romantic love, which is a little bit more complicated. But we use the word love in so many ways in English. But the Brahma Viharas are such a beautiful thing. So if you are interested in love and what's called the Brahma Viharas, the four divine abodes in Buddhism, if you're interested in this capacity of your heart, it's a wonderful thing to make love a theme for your life and to read about it, learn about it, touch into it, explore it, talk to friends about it. Find out learn from yourself. What have you learned about love over your lifetime to date? What is your relationship to it, and how can you touch into it, and how does it work for you, and are you interested in it? Does it have any value for you? And does it have more value than some of the alternatives that you give yourself over to? Do you have more confidence in love, or do you have more confidence in greed, or hate, or fear, or food? I don't know what, you know, that touched the nerve. So love. So reflect on it and live with it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a worthwhile thing. And to have that kind of be somehow interwoven into a practice of mindfulness makes the mindfulness practice so much richer and more alive and, I think, more realistic. May it be that this year that your awareness and your love are inseparable from each other. They go together. Thank you.